You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I am Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and I am joined by my colleague Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com. This is my favorite 12 minutes of my week. You're thinking, how could that possibly be? The Rockies are going to close in on 90 losses soon, but because I get to spend time with Thomas Harding, who's one of my favorite people. So, Thomas, now that I have buttered you up, let's talk a little bit. Where should we start? Let's talk about Michael Kadire, who he was expected to be activated from the disabled list on Monday, and indeed he was. He missed 2 months with a fractured left shoulder. Walt Weiss says he is going to play, and presumably we'll see him a lot in these next couple of weeks as the season comes to a close. But Kadire is a free agent this winter, so I guess it's important for him to really be seen these last few weeks, to be productive. And do you think that – is there any interest from the Rockies side to bring him back, or how do you think that's going to shake out?
That's going to be an interesting story there, because as the season progressed, they really felt like they needed him there as a veteran leader for this team, and they still think they're going to be good next season. I think that's one thing we have to cover all of our opinions with, is that they believe that if guys come back healthy, they will be a good team next season. And yeah, I could see having him around to have someone to spell Justin Morneau at first base. The problem is Corey Dickerson has hit so well in the absence of Kadire, and if you expect Carlos Gonzalez back, you start running out of places to put a Michael Kadire. Now, if they do trade a Carlos Gonzalez during the offseason, then maybe that's where the room comes back and you go, hey, Michael Kadire, we need you as a veteran type. We know that you've come off injuries this past year. Maybe we can work out something. So that's the thing to watch here. If they re-sign Kadire early or even if he stays on the market, do they trade a Carlos Gonzalez in an attempt to get pitching?
So you think that, I mean, if you had to, like, sort of rate what this offseason could be, it's not going to be extreme as far as, like, rebuilding. It's not going to be, like, idle. It'll be somewhere in between where they realize they've got a pretty good foundation if they're healthy, but they need to figure some things out here and there.
Yeah, they need to figure out the starting pitching. They could use a couple more, although Tyler Matzek has kind of emerged as an answer for them. They re-signed Jorge De La Rosa for the next two seasons, and they're hoping to get back Jolys Chacín healthy. Is that is that enough of a foundation? Also, with the oft-injured Brett Anderson, he pitched very well before he was hurt. Do you have enough starting pitching? Probably not. So you're going to have to add to that. And also, the bullpen really had its problems this year with Rex Brothers not performing up to speed, and Boone Logan coming off injury, and now he's on the 60-day disabled list to finish the season. So those are two areas that have to be improved. How do they do it? I think that's the question of this offseason.
And while we are still talking about the season going on, it's actually been a pretty nice little run that the Rockies have had lately. I mean, we're talking about very small spurts, but recently they won their 11th game in their last 15 home games. They swept the Padres. It was the first three-game home sweep of the season, which is amazing. But there have been some positives, so there has been some good things that have been going on. What have you seen from some of these players?
Well, I think you look at Tyler Matzek and how he has pitched just coming up during the season. It really makes a difference. He was the number one pick in 2009, and it took him a while to get here, but it looks like he could be a solid part of the club going forward. You look at the way Charlie Blackman has hit from the leadoff spot, and also Corey Dickerson. Those guys really could be part of a pretty good offense in the future. Obviously, you need back a Troy Tulowitzki, you need back a Carlos Gonzalez, or someone like that, whether it's him or Michael Kadire, someone capable of winning the batting title and going to the All-Star game. But some of the other parts are doing pretty well. Michael McHenry, pretty much an afterthought in Pittsburgh after he was hurt last year, has emerged as a decent catcher now. Is he a starter at this level or a guy who can catch in a tandem? We'll see. And also Nolan Arenado, the way he has emerged offensively after a really good year defensively, winning the Gold Glove last year as a rookie. So a lot of good things are happening right now, but I think the fans around here are waiting to see how do you improve this club to where you go into next season believing that it can do well. Other than getting the guys back healthy, how do you do something to make this club more of a contender going into 2015?
And I don't hear much about Walt Weiss. I know we've talked about him before, and obviously you can't possibly pin any of the injury issues or the reason why this team has fallen so deeply down into the standings. But what do you think of him? I mean, just overall, and how is he received by the team sort of publicly? Do you think that he's around for a while?
I think he is, because they signed him to a 3-year contract last winter. I don't think that they would make a move right now with him unless they cleaned out the front office, which there's no indication they're going to do, and just brought in new people and started all over. What I've seen from Weiss is this. Last year, there was a little bit of a feeling out period. You know, he had worked in the front office, but he was coaching high school baseball, and they hired him out of high school baseball. And there was that feeling out, do I really want to do this? And as that season went on, his competitive drive kicked in, and he did want to do it. I think he's handled it fairly well. I think he's getting more comfortable in the manager's spot. He's able to do some more of the things that he wants with the pitching. I know there's an overall organization policy with pitching, trying to limit pitch counts, but he's doing a little bit more within that, and I think he is one of those guys who believes that if they can get healthy, they have a chance to win a few games. I mean, this is a guy who won his entire career, so you have to like managing in order to stick through what he stuck through these 2 years.
And another interesting guy on his pitching staff, Jorge De La Rosa, who just signed a 2-year extension. He would have been a free agent after the season, but he seems to be quite comfortable there at Coors Field. Holds the record for wins, a 759-ish home winning percentage lifetime. So everybody who kind of grouses about going in there and wondering if the humidor is doing any good, and oh, we can't pitch there, and oh, this and that, but he doesn't seem to have any problems there. He likes it there. What's his magic?
It's nice to see a guy who's come here and pitched and liked it, because what it does is that it takes away some of the excuses from other guys. De La Rosa is able to throw a fastball and a changeup. I know there's a lot of there's a lot of emphasis on contact and ground balls, but he's a high strikeout guy because he uses the changeup. And I think that works here, and maybe they need to incorporate that a little bit more into their training of pitchers or in signing free agents. I recall Sean Estes coming here and having a good year of around 15 wins because he threw a good changeup. So De La Rosa, he succeeded here, and when you talk to him, and I've talked to him many times on and off the record, get along with him quite well, he's a true believer. He really believes that if Jolys Chacín comes back with his shoulder in good shape and there aren't injuries, that this team can go from where it is to a contender and possibly a division champion. Now, there are people who look at that and say, gee, this guy's delusional, but you need guys like that on your team when you're at this stage. And who knows? I mean, he could be right.
You know, that's the thing is, I don't know if people have short-term memory, but it's not like the Rockies have never had success there and have never had good seasons. I mean, we're not that far removed from some crazy runs that they've been on and, a World Series appearance and, major comeback story. So it's not like the organization is a complete lost cause. I mean, obviously there's a lot that needs to be fixed, but that there's not an attitude that like, oh, we just can't, we just can't win because where we play and it just never works out.
Right, and they've done it before. And also, when you look at the National League West, as much as you like what the Los Angeles Dodgers have as far as talent is concerned, they never really run away with the division the way their payroll says that they should. The San Francisco Giants, offensively, they still struggle at times, although they're doing pretty well lately. But offensively, they can struggle. They haven't done as well this year as you would have thought they would. I'm not sure that they're even over 500 at home. If not, they're pretty close to 500 at home. So this is a division where you can go from nowhere to somewhere pretty quickly. The Padres have done it in the past. The Diamondbacks have done it. And, yes, the Rockies in 2007 and 2009. And really, they were contending in 2010 until injuries hit them late in the year. So this is not an impossible place to win. And I think locally, after seeing so many rough seasons, you almost – have that defeatist attitude. So you need players like a De La Rosa to say, hey, wait a minute, let's get healthy and see what this and see where this goes.
Well, it'll be interesting. I just find it fascinating how really average all of the good teams are in baseball.
Yes.
We don't have any, you know, any teams that are on pace to win 100 games. I mean, the best team being the Angels, I think they're on pace for, you know, 97, 98, which is fantastic, of course. But there does seem to be some parity here, and the good teams are all having their struggles in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah, that's right, and I think with the second wild card, also teams that struggle one year have a chance the next. I mean, I remember, I think it was Bart Giamatti kind of bemoaned some of the changes in baseball when we were talking about wild cards way back then. He was saying it's the NFLization of baseball, but if you look at it, having a whole lot of teams in contention is not a bad thing. I mean, you don't want this sport to become, whether it's the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox, gee, it's them and everybody else. I think that hurts the sport more than anything. A lot of teams are doing a good job putting together their rosters, spending money in the right way, and that's where we're getting some of the parity from. I don't think it's just total mediocrity. What I think it is that the bottom and the middle of baseball has gotten better, and it's prevented some teams from running away with things.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing, even though I do think that some teams might press a little bit when they're trying desperately to either hold on to a spot or get into that race. And we might see, you know, I just think that that kind of evens things out to you a little bit, but who really knows? Thomas, thank you so much for your time, and we will check with you next week. Thanks.
Yes, and just to follow up on what you said, it's better to have had a lead and lost it than to have never had a lead at all.
I would say the Brewers probably wouldn't agree with you right now, but I would. Thank you, T.
That's great.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.